علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are presently discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. This Charter of Islamic Governance is something that Imam Ali alayhi salam had with him throughout his life, and it was the software which was actually the reason behind him that actually manifested itself in his day-to-day activities in terms of his governance. Of course, we are just able to understand parts of it through his statements, and the greater parts of it probably will not be able to be understood until, inshallah, they themselves teach us, or through very, very, very stringent research and hard work and purification of the soul. Imam Ali alayhi salam in sermon number 16 explains about his strategy in governance. And in the strategy of governance, he first comes and gives, and so of course this sermon number 16 is talking about his sermon he gave in Medina after coming to power. And there he explains that there is one thing, and that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam himself was aware of the laws of the universe, of the laws of the social interactions and the social fabric of the universe and of the society, and therefore he was in the best position to bring about an Islamic political system and present it towards the people.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us about the fact that he is aware of certain realities of the universe. And this awareness of his regarding the realities of the universe, regarding the way the society works, regarding the nature of a society and the laws of the society, the divine laws that govern the essence of a society, this is what makes him the best person to be able to come and provide a political system to guide the society. And that is what we call a true political system. Why? Because it conforms with the realities at hand. And that is why he says, إِلَّا مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ أما بين يديه من المثلات حجزته التقوى أن تقه بالشبهات شبهات. He says that he gives one law, he presents one law in the nature of a society. And he says that if a person looks at history and takes lessons from it, إِلَّا مَنْ صَرَّحَتْ لَهُ الْعِبَرُ, for one who takes lessons from issues that happened in the society in the past regarding the punishments and rewards that societies got in the past, when he sees the progress and the regress of nations, how they grew and how they fell, how they advanced and how they deteriorated, and if he does that, he will definitely achieve taqwa. He will definitely achieve and will be equipped with a tool that will stop him from getting confused in situations in the society. He will not be engulfed with doubts regarding what to do in the society. This, he gives the natural law here, a law of the society. This is because he's aware of the laws of the nature, the laws of how society works. And that is why the political system that he is ready to offer will be something that is definitely very powerful and very effective.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And of course, all the religions of the world, all the religions of the world, one of their most important duties is to be able to give that analysis, to be able to promote an analysis regarding the events of the past. Why? Because the religions, the divine and the true religions, bear this recognition that when people in a society contemplate about what happened in the past, they have this feeling and this tendency within them to be able to refer to events in the past, the progresses of nations in the past, the destruction of nations in the past. When they have this attitude of studying history and looking at what were the causes of growth and the causes of destruction and deterioration, this is going to strengthen these people, the people, to achieve a certain level of protection against doubtful situations. And this is what we call taqwa. Taqwa is not only something that is, that people think that it means staying in the mosque and taking a tasbih and just reciting. No, it is to be able to have this ability to analyze history and be able to apply that analytical, understanding in the present day situations. As such, if a person has this ability, then he will never be engulfed by doubts in what steps to take in his day-to-day life in different social circumstances. And Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions this social issue, this social law to the people, kind of encouraging them to take this step, to contemplate about things in the past, so that they make the right decision for the society in the future and now as he becomes the leader. He is encouraging them. He's telling them now this is the time to take these things into consideration, so that when I, as Imam Ali alayhi salam, take you through this journey of Islamic governance and I bring about these laws and take these steps, then you should be able to not get confused in those situations and be together with your leader. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always give us the ability to be together with our leaders, our true leaders. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه